This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been 5 years since the state's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection began letting some farms that raise white-tailed deer in Wisconsin continue operating even after animals contract the deadly brain disorder chronic wasting disease. Rich Kramer reports that since the state's policy shift, there have been 135 new cases of CWD on deer farms in the state.
It's a rainy September afternoon at Wilderness Whitetails in the Portage County village of Rosholt. The deer breeding farm is associated with three hunting ranches in Portage, Marathon, and Shawano counties. Owner Greg Fleece points to one of several pens, each holding around 15 to 20 young deer.
We actually got a set of doe fawns back there that were born in 2018.
Fleece has become one of the best-known names in deer farming nationwide. His large bucks draw trophy hunters from around the country who can pay more than $9,000 for a chance to shoot animals with horns measuring at least 200 inches, including all points. In 2013, a deer at Fleece's Marathon County Ranch, Wilderness North, tested positive for chronic wasting disease. Fleece says he suspects it was already on the property when he built his ranch.
We never took a deer from anywhere else other than this farm that's never had a positive. We put them onto that property, and once they were on that landscape for a while, all of a sudden we started getting some positives.
Until that point, the state killed off herds and disinfected farms whenever there were positives. Farmers are reimbursed for their losses with a combination of state and federal funds when that happens. But the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DATCAP, let Fleece stay in business. Now, DATCAP says it takes a case-by-case approach to handling CWD on deer farms. Since that first 2013 case, there have been 84 CWD positives at Wilderness North. Darlene Conkle is the acting state veterinarian for DATCAP.
That is a concern when you hear those numbers. In that case, the farmer's deer keeper is actively taking animals out of that facility and having them tested, and he's been doing that over the past 2 or 3 years.
Conkle says positive farms and ranches are quarantined, which bans movement of live deer on and off the property. But emails from DATCAP obtained under the state's open records law show while Fleece's breeding farms were quarantined, he was allowed to keep moving deer to his Shawano County hunting ranch, Comet Creek, 20 miles away. It has had 6 cases of CWD since September. Brian Richards is the Emerging Disease Coordinator for the U.S. Geological Survey's National Wildlife Health Center in Madison.
The existence of CWD in these facilities constitutes a clear, persistent, and likely escalating risk to the integrity of the wild deer on the other side of the fence.
Richards says since DATCAP's policy change, Wisconsin has led the nation in deer farms operating with CWD. Escapes from deer farms is one of the ways the disease could move outside the fence. DATCAP records show 67 deer escaped Fairchild Whitetails in Eau Claire County between 2009 and 2015 when the herd was depopulated. Two of those tested positive for CWD after being at large for months. This May, Governor Scott Walker called on DATCAP and the Department of Natural Resources to craft emergency rules requiring additional fencing at deer farms. The goal is to limit potential contact between wild and captive deer. The fencing rule is only in place until February, but the state's Natural Resources Board gave deer farmers until September to comply while the agency draws up a permanent rule. Scott Getzka owns a 600-acre hunting ranch called Woods and Meadows Hunting Preserve in the village of Warrens in Monroe County. He's never had CWD and says the proposed fencing rules are politically driven, ineffective, and unaffordable.
2 years from now, if they don't like it or CWD keeps spreading, they're going to come up with something else that you have to do. They basically legislate you out of business.
Lifelong hunter and Conservation Congress delegate Al Horvath of Superior says that's a small price to pay to protect the state's deer herd.
I think that someone's profit potential is not sufficient to jeopardize a tradition and an entire population of animals.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control says it's unknown whether humans can contract CWD from eating venison from infected deer, but recommends against it as a precaution. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.